Welcome back to the No Point Podcast, the official podcast of Franchismo 10, the hobbit that sits on a roof all day. We're just toying that out. Do you like being called a hobbit?
I'm not a huge fan of it, but you know, honestly, it's one of those things where like when you're called something and they're like, you could have got called worse. You know what I mean?
Well, we actually surveyed 100 people and all of them found it offensive.
All of them.
Every single one of them
found it offensive on my behalf.
On your behalf that we called you a hobbit.
Where did you poll?
Where did I poll?
Like, did you just...
So I specifically asked hobbits.
Oh. Because I'm wondering, I'm like, I don't think there's anybody that I could randomly go up to, right? And just be like, hey, sir, I know you don't know who this man is, but we're looking at calling this man Jimmy a hobbit. Do you find that offensive on his behalf? I feel like a decent person would say yes, regardless.
But some people are going to say no.
But for me, I'm fine with it.
I'd probably say no.
Are you thinking hobbit as in, like,
the guy
the gargoyle?
From Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but you're thinking... The gargoyle.
What gargoyle are you talking about?
The guy goes, my precious.
That's not a gargoyle.
What's it called?
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Dumbledore.
No, that's...
Dumbledore.
Guys, welcome to the No Point Podcast, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Roll the intro. Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy. So if you don't know, this is Francis. Say hi, Francis.
Hi.
He sits on his roof all day, and I film him sitting on the roof all day.
Wow, we're just going back to the intro. Welcome to the No Point Podcast.
But no, I was just saying that if this is their first episode ever, make sure you like, subscribe. We post a new episode every single Friday. Leave a review. We're a 5-star rated podcast. But
until you leave that review.
We really have a...
Gollum.
Gollum. We really have a niche here, right? Francis sits on a roof. I film him sitting on the roof.
Yes, we do.
This podcast really takes away that niche.
Yeah.
I'm not filming you. You're not on a roof.
Yeah.
What's the point of life?
No.
What is the meaning of life when
That's
we record
true.
This podcast?
That's true. I do think it's really out of our wheelhouse, but this has always been a childhood dream of yours.
Yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not Thanksgiving.
What do you mean it's not Thanksgiving? You don't believe
we're recording this podcast the day before Thanksgiving because I believe we looked at each other and said there's no way we can record on Thanksgiving, and then this is going to be posted on Black Friday. So all zero people will watch it on Black Friday.
I would like to get on the news this Black Friday.
What?
That's my goal.
It's pretty easy.
No, they get
just it. What are you willing to do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I want to get on the... So every year at the work mall where we go and we shop often, there's always a news camera.
Yeah.
And they're always like trying to like... the news story is usually, Black Friday shoppers are out.
Yeah.
I want to
get... Black Friday shoppers
are out. I want to be that Black Friday shopper that's out.
Out. It's just you?
Yeah. So what's something outlandish enough? That I can say to
you
get
need
on
to wear an outfit.
You think it's that?
An outfit. A full-fledged turkey outfit.
Why would I do that on Black Friday?
Because it doesn't matter.
Do you
it's
think,
just
like,
ridiculous enough
else,
to get
or
it.
It has to be a turkey.
I
don't have a turkey outfit.
I think Santa is kind of overrated.
Okay, so I can't wear a Santa outfit.
I don't think Santa would be the move. Maybe an elf.
You don't think there's anything I could say to get on the news, though?
I think, oh yeah. How comfortable are you with the words in the dictionary?
Well, no, I don't want to say anything.
How comfortable?
I'm pretty committed to this. JP is going to get on the news this Friday. So in the past, I've never went over to the news.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to go over and say, hello, film me. Like, I'm prepared to say to the news anchor, what do you need me to say?
Yeah.
I will say it.
You'll just give them whatever story?
Yeah.
You're like, I know who the Zodiac Killer is.
I will give them a story. Sometimes,
yeah.
Everyone's like, fake news. Fake news is entertaining sometimes.
You're willing to give the fake news.
I'm willing to be solely responsible for the nation's fake
news.
Can
I tell you, I guarantee you I could get on the news faster than you?
No way.
Because here's the thing, and I think that you're thinking too big. You're looking for an exclusive interview. I'm looking to run behind them. Hi, Mom! And leave. While they're interviewing someone else.
Well, but how do you...
While they're interviewing someone else.
No.
This has happened.
No, yes. But you take away...
Yeah.
You take away a lot. So you're hoping for live. You're hoping for live.
I'm live.
I'm hoping for... My interview was so good. They air me
not live. Exactly. Like, they go back and they put me in.
Is your goal to get on the news, or is your goal to get an exclusive 60 minutes?
I want to get on the news, but I want, like, a good 30 seconds I'm on the news, not a hi mom.
Okay.
Hi mom is not newsworthy. Hi mom is child's play compared to,
you know,
shopper claims he was shoplift after he stabbed Mall Santa.
Can I tell you something that's a big deal, like, when you're a kid, but getting now on the news nothing? Not so much the news. I would say that's a little bit more impressive. But newspaper.
Yeah, newspapers are lame, guys.
Yeah, like, everybody can be... I think everybody has been in the newspaper at one point in their
that's
life.
That's a good that's question. That's my theory. Has everyone in America been in the news... There's got to be somebody that's just like...
Because I've been in the newspaper...
Several times.
I've been in the newspaper. But not for what you think. It's not like they're like... TikTok star in Rhode Island. No.
No, it's usually not
that.
Weird thing.
It's like, you know, volunteered at this thing, and then it's like a group photo. The Gloria Gemma walk happened. We interviewed Francis for a second. This is what he said. Like, I've been in the news plenty of times. Newspapers. And I think everybody.
But have you been on the news?
Never on the news.
I have been. I've been on local cable news.
Wow.
I was an invited
local
guest.
Local cable news.
I was an invited guest on Channel 12.
Oh, yeah?
I was.
What a big deal.
I was on the show Studio... No, it was Studio 10.
Studio
I was on for 10.
You're
I was on
the wrong
10
end thing.
Yeah, no, I went. I met some lady.
So you loved it so much you're demanding to go back?
No, that was like a sit-down in-studio type thing.
Oh, wow.
I didn't say much.
Must have been feel bad. Did you have
true.
A green room?
What?
A green room?
Yeah, there was a green room. It was white. It was white, and then I sat on a couch. Do you not remember this?
No.
You don't remember I went on Studio 10? But
I knew Mom did. Did you go
with
her?
Yeah, I was with
that
Mom.
That was the same thing?
Yeah, so now I'm trying to get...
They were basically reporting a murder.
No.
They had the interview.
But now my goal is to get on the news to say something outlandish. I know it's going to be the Warwick Mall on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Now, what do I do and what do I say? But you're not helping me with this.
I don't think there's a clear answer, right? Because
see, I would be more motivated if you were also trying to get on news, but completely separate.
There's a point where you need to be big enough that, like, the news is like, yeah, we want to interview that guy.
But not annoying enough that
the people are like, that guy's crazy.
But also, you want to do something big enough to get on the news, but not something big enough to get you in trouble. Like, I was thinking, like, what if behind the camera we were just like fighting for a candle at Bath and Body Works, me and you, and like we were trying to like yanking back and forth.
Oh, you're saying film a fight, like you know the fights in Black Friday where they show the stampedes of humans and they all run after like a big screen TV and
but
one girl,
yes
like, punches
but the whole joke is it's something so minuscule that it makes no sense, like it's not even on sale.
Yeah,
there's tons of other ones. Uh-huh. But two people are just completely pulling.
I don't think they'll film it.
You don't think they'll film it?
I don't think they'll film it.
Why not?
Because first of all, it needs to be where the shot's already being taken place. They would have to hope the fight's going to go
Jim,
on.
Jim, look at what's going on in Bath and Body Works. Jim, turn the camera.
It's not going to happen.
Jim, we need that.
I think it's an impossible goal.
Jim, we got an exclusive.
If you'd like, I'd like to make a bet that you don't get on the news on Black Friday.
Do I have to go? You're betting against me?
Yeah, I'm betting against you.
Do I take that bet? What do I get? What do I get if I get on the news?
I don't know. What do you want?
Oh, are we talking about news website or are we talking about like
news
cable
website?
Because I don't know if there's any way we can like prove I was on cable news. Like they don't post the episodes later.
Oh, you're
like,
saying,
what if I just
you're
missed
saying
it?
I was probably there.
Yeah,
I missed the episode. Yeah, you missed the episode.
I don't want to miss
it.
What if I miss it?
I have to have
a missed call.
Remember when I said I've been in the newspaper but never on the news? I've been in the news.
You
I've just missed my episode.
That's a real theory, Francis. I could accidentally miss the news.
Your episode.
Realistically, you could get on the news.
Okay.
Quite easily. I call and I say a deranged neighbor is stuck on his roof and won't go out.
I like that you say deranged neighbor. You don't want to go with the follower thing.
No.
You're going with a more of a police report.
Is that a story?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it is.
No.
Guy sits on his own roof and refuses to leave
his
own roof.
No, because think about how many noise complaints there are in the world. Those don't get
news. That's not a news story. It'd be bigger if you were on some other guy's roof.
It'd be bigger if I lit a roof on fire.
Well, yeah, that would be arson. Yeah, I think that would probably make
the
news.
That might work.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope I don't miss my episode.
It's weird what makes the news and what doesn't make the news. Like, our neighbor recently died, and I was like, oh, that's going to make the news, and then it never made the news.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sad. So maybe I
Well, it wasn't. We got to specify. We don't think dying of old age is going to make the news.
He overdosed
and he was like a school teacher.
Yeah,
at a public school, so we thought
oh yeah,
this is going to make the news. Like it's not like we just saw like Aunt Bertha, who's 97, died. Actually, that might make the
news.
She
died in her sleep. It was peaceful.
But, like, we were assuming the other thing. Yeah,
yeah, I was assuming she would make the news.
Maybe you missed the episode.
Yeah, maybe I missed the episode.
That unlocks a world of possibilities.
You don't know what's going on the news. Well, how many people do you think watch
I hate the news.
How many people do you think watches the news every night?
How many people coherently watch the news?
Yeah, coherently tune in and they like have never missed an episode of the news.
Well, I know my grandma is one of those.
Well, I'm just saying you probably have missed.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying.
Now, here's the question. Have you ever think there was a news day? No one turned it on? Like the 6 o'clock news happened one night.
No.
And what do you think the lowest turned in? Like, let's say they average 50,000 people watch the news every night.
Yeah.
There's statistically got to be one night that just, like, those 50,000 people
are
busy. I
would say 10,000.
10,000?
10,000 is probably the lowest a news site's ever got.
I would like to host a news segment where no one watches. So 10,000 people saw me.
Yeah.
On the news that one time.
That one time.
That one time.
If that's the lowest.
All right.
You know, you have an issue with this again. I'm bringing it back up. You're like, wow, 10,000 people saw you. You know, like, more people have seen you.
It's more impressive to be on the local news than being a TikTok.
Okay. I understand because I guess anybody can post a TikTok.
Yeah, anybody can post a TikTok. Not everyone can say something stupid enough to get on the news.
Such legends before us.
Yeah, no. Like, ideal situation. Murder. And I'm an eyewitness. That's ideal situation.
You're gonna die. That's my biggest fear.
What?
Is being an eyewitness to a murder.
You know, I got a little bit of road rage today.
You always do.
Like, literally 3 seconds
before. You have a problem of road rage and you're such a bad driver. That's my issue with you. Is you have road rage.
You can't
you
call
get
me
mad
a bad
at
driver.
Other people's driving and you're awful.
No, you can't call me a bad driver.
You're awful.
You
don't
can't call
ever
me a bad
guys,
driver.
If we ever offer like a drive with JP thing as like a giveaway, don't do it. It's secretly a murder.
No, I'm a fine driver. I drive very well, but I had a bad case of road rage 2 minutes ago. 2 minutes ago. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We're pulling onto our street.
Uh-huh.
You know how like the lane's big enough that somebody could go around you and pass you on the left?
Sure.
So I'm waiting to turn.
Yeah.
A big Escalade is trying to pass me illegally on the other side while I'm stopped in the middle of the road to turn. Like, okay. My blinker's on. I'm waiting for traffic to stop. But he gets stuck there.
Uh-huh.
And there's not enough clearance. So he starts laying on his horn to try to get me to move while I'm waiting to turn there. So then another guy stops at the other side to let me turn out.
Yeah.
And then another jerk comes around him and cuts illegally passes him and then parks right in front of our street. So I couldn't turn. So I'm getting honked that way, honked that way. So you know what? I did honk pretty loud. And Mom said, "You're going to get shot tonight." And I realized I was
from her.
No, no, no. By the people that I was having road rage with. I just laid on the horn. But I did realize that was the thing. I realized I was far, like, even if like right now they're not planning anything, they know where I live.
Yeah.
I did it far too close to home.
Yeah. I hate you that you use your horn, and you use your horn often. And a lot of times you use your horn by accident. We can get into that.
Oh, I press my. This is a real thing, people. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you got your hand on the road. You're in a
drive-through. Yeah, this is a good driver right here. The guy that goes driving and goes, sometimes you're tired.
You're putting things in my mouth, sir. I've never fallen asleep on the road. But sometimes you accidentally hit the horn, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But you don't accidentally hit the. Accidentally, I would say it's once a month.
once a drive,
you'll hit the horn. Like, easily once a drive.
You did it once, though, last week.
And that might be my once a year.
you accidentally hit your horn.
And that's once a year for
horns
me.
Horns are too close.
No,
they're not too easily accessible.
You know what this is? This is a man that, like you're addicted to cigarettes, right? And, like, somebody, like, walk by me with a cigarette, and you go, right, it's so hard to get it. It's so easy to get addicted to these things. I'm like, I'm not addicted.
No.
Like, that's what you're
I
doing.
I miss the olden days when there was a real ram's horn, and you had to roll down your sunroof and stand outside and blow the ram's horn.
I've been over this, though, with you. I don't believe horns should be used, and you are a firm horn user.
Yes. Yes, horns are there to press. And I will specifically not buy a car if it's too girly of a horn.
Do you feel
Because there are girly horns.
Do you
agree
feel
with
bad?
That?
I do. There are weaker horns than other. I won't say girly.
Beep, beep.
But they're weaker.
Beep, beep.
I'm going to say that the one thing, though, is really, you feel no remorse, though.
No
road
remorse.
Road rage the day before Thanksgiving.
Rage. I would never get out of my car and hit another person or yell at somebody or flip them off, but I will lay on my horn, even if I'm wrong.
But here's my thing. Can I tell you, I'd rather be flipped off than honked at.
No way.
That's my theory.
That's a terrible theory.
But no, I want to know, like, this is Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful for everybody but you.
And you're road raging.
I'm not road raging. I'm raging.
You're angry when you're supposed to be
parked
thankful.
On the road. Thanksgiving is a week holiday.
Oh.
It's a week holiday. And you said this yesterday. We have our BS Sports. It's our Broski Sports podcast. You should check it out. And Francis said yesterday, it needs a mascot.
It needs a mascot.
It
does mean a mascot.
Tommy
the
Turkey.
We know turkeys, but we need a specific...
No. Hear this out. Tommy the Turkey comes to all the kids who eat their entire dinner and reward them with a chocolate.
Can I tell you that it needs
the Turkey.
See, so mascot's a big thing about Thanksgiving, but what I think it really needs is more activities.
Things to be thankful for.
No. More activities. Okay? Christmas has a Christmas dinner.
Yes.
Okay? Just like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes,
so
it does.
Check off. It's on the way to a great holiday. You get the day off. Great holiday.
Yes.
Now, here's where it stops. Christmas, you have decorating the tree.
Yes.
You have opening up presents.
Yes.
Let's say Easter. You have painting Easter eggs. Egg hunt.
You know, I'm with you.
You have
on
a
this.
Lot of things and activities that you have. Thanksgiving is strictly Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm with you. We should get presents on Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
But,
I think that will boost the holiday.
I'm not giving the presents.
Okay.
I'm just receiving.
So you're not willing to join.
You know what I heard today at Dick's Sporting Goods?
What?
Never heard before. Somebody shopping for Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Like, I know this exists.
Yeah.
I've known people that celebrate Hanukkah, but I've never seen somebody out shopping specifically for Hanukkah gifts.
I worked in a religious store where they sold some Hanukkah stuff.
Did
so.
People come in often and get Hanukkah?
Thing? I wouldn't say often, but I definitely have seen
She
it.
Literally had a list, like on a loose leaf piece of paper, and it was her daughter's Hanukkah list.
No, I'm not interested in Hanukkah. Give me a Kwanzaa.
I've never seen somebody shopping for Kwanzaa. Maybe that's just our like neighborhood, but I've never seen somebody shop for... I don't know.
Kwanzaa
Maybe I'm just not looking for it, but I haven't.
No, I've never had anybody. I've never even seen a Kwanzaa thing.
I have. I've seen a Kwanzaa thing. Like, they sell it. Like, but I've never seen somebody actively shop. Like, it was literally, like, you know, there's a Christmas list. And, like, it's like, oh, you got a note for Santa. It was literally, like, 7 gifts for Hanukkah. And she was getting her a soccer ball and a USA soccer jersey. So it's apparently a soccer kit.
Yeah.
And the insurance, the... customer service guy came over and was like, oh, what are you shopping for? And she was like, I'm shopping for my kids' Hanukkah gifts.
I do love that theory.
I like Hanukkah, too.
I like Hanukkah's premise better than Christmas. And I think here's why. No. Because on Christmas, you're getting a bunch of gifts, sure. Like, let's say 30 gifts, which is more gifts. I'm just saying. But, like, some of them are, like, socks and pajamas.
Yeah.
You get the usual stuff.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's one day, you open it, and you get so many gifts at once. You pick your favorites, and then you use those, and the other gifts kind of go by the wayside. As opposed to if you're getting something every day, you almost have a full day with that item that you get to really try it out and play with
it. I agree.
And enjoy it.
I also wish Christmas was, like, a longer time. Like, it's 12 days of Christmas. But I like Hanukkah always. Like, if there was one holiday that I would like to, like, research more and, like, be more a part of Hanukkah.
See, I've pitched this to Mom, and I've thought about doing it in my own house. Where it's the 25 days of Christmas.
One gift each day?
One gift each day for the 25 days.
You better have a pair of socks and give them one sock each day.
It boosts up, right? I'm not saying, it's not going to be like a Skittle package and I'm putting one each day. I'm saying it works up. Like, obviously, the first day isn't going to be like a PlayStation and the second day an Xbox and the third day, like, it's not going to be
that. That's where I disagree.
No, I think it's going to be like, you know, the first day, Christmas pajamas, you know?
Yeah.
Second day, you might get, like, a cool little toy, you know? Third day, another... And then it works up to the big gift. But, like, maybe the last day is a bite. You know what I mean?
You know, there's one day coming up soon.
But it's no different than what you're actually getting on Christmas. I'm just spreading it out.
There's a Christmas that every age hits that Christmas stops being your holiday.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting that. At some point, like, Christmas... Like, your whole childhood, Christmas is for you. Your parent... Like, Christmas is for kids. There's an age where... You don't get any gifts anymore. You're getting all the gifts for your kids.
Yeah.
It's strictly...
Well, you know, I mathematically figured out when Christmas becomes less fun.
12.
I've mathematically figured it out. And it's a strict thing. And it's different ages for everybody, but it's one thing that happens. And I'm going to prove it right. It's when you figure out...
Santa.
No.
Let me say it.
Because we found out whatever you're thinking of at a very early age, but it was still fun. It's when you find out that those gifts costed the person you love money.
Okay.
So before...
That's why I request gifts for people I hate.
You hate. But when you're just getting gifts at a young age, you don't know where they're coming from. You're just like, gifts, presents, it doesn't have anything. And then you see people struggling or people asking like, or people like getting you gifts and knowing how expensive that a gift is because now you know the expensive products and knowing how much money they spent on you, it becomes less fun and like whimsical and more of like, oh my gosh, you did that like a responsibility kind of thing. And then it becomes like, how much do I spend on that person? They spent this on
I agree.
It becomes less fun fully am once you find you. Out money. Is involved.
I agree fully with you. That's why I believe you should only spend the amount of money on that person that they are worth to you. This year, Francis, you will not be getting any gifts from me.
That is ironic because I have bought you a $5,000 NFT, now valued at 3 cents.
That's exactly what I wanted.
I knew it.
How did you know?
I just bought Logan Paul's half a billion NFT for a dollar.
I knew NFTs weren't going to work out.
Little end fact there.
Yeah, I was aboard the NFT.
About that. People probably lost a lot there. I just don't know anybody that went through NFTs, you know?
Oh, I know somebody that lost a lot from NFTs. Yeah. They really like NFTs, the next big thing.
Man, that was rough. And really, they should have listened. Everybody was like, you know, it's just a picture, and they just kept going.
I was trying to sell an NFT of my feet. They were just pics. They were just feet pics.
It was OnlyFans.
Weirdly enough, people were into it.
Hey,
you know, I was defending myself. I was saying, oh, JP, you're not a bad driver. JP, you're an amazing driver.
Amazing.
But then we have a story that we're editing here in this podcast that I said live on our Twitch stream, and we recorded it because it happened to me. And now I'm realizing there's no defending me as a bad driver. Yeah. I gotta put that in right now. So let's hear that story. And then we're going to come back to the podcast. So I just got a call from my sister, and she said that there's a man in town that I need to go pick up and give a ride to his hotel. He's a friend who's here for work or whatever, and I need to go give him a ride. Seems normal.
Okay.
While we were on this ride, I had to make a quick stop to go pick up a bunch of folders that were filled with files.
Okay.
So I grab them. They're in a box. Mm-hmm. I go to put them in the passenger seat of my car.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm just going to put them in my trunk. I don't want to bother him in the back seat with these.
Okay.
Okay? So I put them in the trunk.
Okay.
I close the trunk.
Okay.
I start driving.
Okay.
I'm driving about 5 minutes for these files full of paper. They're folders full of paper. Trunk goes open. Trunk opens up on the highway.
Your trunk?
My trunk opens on the highway.
No way!
Hundreds of papers and
folders
fly out the back of our van. Yes, on the highway.
No way!
On the highway.
You Mario Karted that guy.
Truck.
You Mario Karted him.
Trucks are bleeping their horn. They're swerving. They're screaming at me. I'm trying to pull over to shut my trunk.
Yeah.
People are rolling down the window yelling at me. I don't know what to do. Right?
Yeah.
I can't hide this. The evidence of littering is all on me.
Yeah.
My name's on the documents in these folders. Yeah. Right? I say, Mom, what should I do?
Yeah.
What should I do? Should I go back and get the papers? She says, you'd get run over if you go back and you get the papers.
That might be true.
So we determine the trunk accidentally opened up. We just got to drive by this. We just got to wait. We got to hope that nobody gets in an accident and the cars don't happen.
Yeah.
We're driving about 5 more minutes. My mom in the car goes, actually, JP, just a heads up. The man we're driving right now, he needs something picked up tonight at the airport. His luggage got lost in Baltimore on his flight in, and he needs somebody to go pick up his luggage. It will be arriving at the airport tonight at 7:30.
Okay.
He goes, on second thought, I don't want him picking up my luggage.
Oh my gosh! That's out of pocket!
Afraid that trunk's gonna go open.
You know what? That was all a good way to just get out of doing anything, any chores. Well
this
done.
Really
so
just
now,
happened.
Did you now you didn't go back and pick him up?
What do you mean?
You went back and picked him up?
No,
right?
I did not go back. It's on the highway. It's 4 lanes of road. I can't.
Did
go
anybody
pick
crash?
Up. No.
Oh, well done.
But you could drive by right now. The scene of the crime. Tons of papers. They're
that's
everywhere.
Wild.
They're everywhere.
Wild.
All right. That's what I wanted to tell
you. Proud of you. Okay.
That's how I'm gonna get on the news.
I rest my case.
That's how I'm going to get on the news.
My case.
No, I'm going to get on the news.
You're the worst driver.
Guy
ever.
Spills
you know
papers.
That's probably only happened to probably 500 people in the world.
Oh, I think more. Papers go out on a highway?
Out of your trunk.
You know what's funny? You know the guy that said, oh, I don't need a ride anymore?
Yeah.
He asked for one from Kat. So Kat gave him a ride.
So he still needs. So that just to prove he needed the ride.
He just didn't want to get a ride from you.
I respect it. I respect the man 100%. He cares about his life.
So you wouldn't get on a...
I don't. Honestly, every day, and I figured it out, I hate driving. I've talked about this. I've never enjoyed driving, and it was because I understand the risks of driving, all right? And I understand that you are... Every time you're behind the wheel, you could... You have the ability to ruin someone's life.
You know what you would be great at? Driver's ed instructor.
This is what we've talked about. But I got this from my driving instructor. Okay, so I don't like driving. I'll drive. I don't like driving. So I would usually force JP and Kat to drive just whenever we're going out together. But recently, I've got over my fear. I've got over my fear.
No.
Because I believe no. I'm doing more of a service to society having me drive. You've hit poles.
Francis is... I've never hit a pole.
You've hit a pole.
I've never hit a pole. What do you mean?
Ready? 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 Look at JP. Keep going with this. What do you mean?
First of all...
How dare you? Wait a minute. Wait, he's already doing it.
No. There's a difference between a telephone pole and a curb.
It wasn't a curb.
It was the parking curb, and I tapped it.
Wait. Parking curb implies it's on the ground. It was a pole with a parking sign.
Yes, sir.
You hit a pole.
No, I tapped it because I said, I think I have one more inch.
You dented the license plate.
I did not dent the license plate.
I'll send a picture of the van
house. Oh, don't you dare.
I'll send a picture of the van house and you tell me if it's dented.
Francis is just another famous celebrity who doesn't want to drive and sits in the back seat. He doesn't sit in the front seat. I'm driving. He's in the back seat.
That's not true.
He asked me to put the divider up because he's having private calls.
That's a lie.
That's really what he's doing.
That's a lie.
And then do you know what he does the entire time? He's like, yes, I know. I'm more famous than you. And
yeah, I actually have a British.
Everybody off.
So that's funny. Like, I actually have a British accent. And then just to, like, seem like more of a regular guy when I'm on the videos and podcasts, I put on this American accent.
Yo, all British accents sound too prestigious.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm going to. But yeah, I'll put the thing on the fan house. Quick little plug. Join our fan house, guys. It's completely free. Use the code FREEPASS. Just go to fan house. We got tons of exclusive content
Make
over there.
Make an account. It's linked
Make
in the description
account.
Of the
Link
podcast.
In description.
It's linked in his
I'm
bio.
I'm going to send this dented license plate, and I need all of you to take a poll.
No,
but yeah.
If it's dented. No, but it could be dented. It is dented, but not from the pole.
But
it was previously dented.
No, I saw it.
It was previously dented.
From another incident
you've done?
How many
speeding tickets do you have, sir?
Okay.
How many speeding tickets do you have, sir? How many speeding tickets
None.
Do you have? Answer it.
None.
No.
Because
oh,
I want to know.
How many times have you been pulled over?
I want
how many
to
times
know.
Has a cop come to your
okay,
door
I,
and said, excuse me,
we,
license and registration?
Okay, wait. Actually, if they're from a robot machine, I have 3.
Okay.
From an actual police officer... And the robot machine was right outside my college, and if you went 5 over the speed limit, it hit you. It was literally so dumb. It was like on a turn that you had to accelerate. The ticket place was recently sued for entrapment. But being actually pulled over, I was pulled over twice, but not once because of speeding, but I didn't get a speeding ticket. But it was because my car, we've talked about this in a podcast.
Yes.
Wasn't registered. But I'm gonna look, JP. We're doing a lot of fights. We're turning on each other. I just want to say, Thanksgiving, tomorrow, or post when we post this podcast yesterday, I am so thankful that I have such an incredible brother,
Peter.
I knew it was coming. And also I have you. But dang, gosh darn it, I'm so happy
See,
for Peter.
Unlike Francis, I'm thankful for the people that listen to this podcast, the people that tune in every week. I'm not thankful for Francis or the blasphemy lies he says about me. You know that?
Yeah.
The blasphemy. Guys, last year...
Maybe I won't feel bad when you get me a gift this year.
Last year, I played in a turkey bowl and I tore my ACL.
Yeah.
When you're listening to this podcast, I would have just played in the game. I'm hoping I don't tear my ACL again, Francis. What do you think? Do you think I do it?
I don't think you tear it again.
Yeah, because that would be too
I think you're a little,
I tear the other one.
You know, I think there was a point, and I think you deserved it. You would walk around, and you still do, which is hurtful, but I think you're a little bit less, right? I think you're figuring out that you're becoming – and I think it happens with 20-year-olds where you go through a phase where you're thinking to yourself you're invincible.
Oh, I am invincible.
You have the perfect body.
I do have the perfect body.
And
I am a sex symbol
and
for
No, not hurt. That. I meant because like you know you haven't been hurt like you can eat
I've
kind
never
of
broken
whatever
a
you
bone.
Want. Yeah, so you were very confident in your ability and kind of lived dangerously. Now with this ACL, I think that you're going to understand a risk a little bit more. Like it took It was the injury happened to me, and I'm trying to remember what it was and I had to go to the hospital. Wasn't the eye.
Your finger.
Finger. Where I realized, you know, like, this stinks. Like, I don't want to risk this. Because it took me 8 months. I couldn't drive. Therapy. The money it cost.
Yeah, therapy because he was emotionally damaged.
No, I would never do it again. Like, okay. There's a boat. Yeah.
I respect that.
Right, guys, feel safe.
Happy
buddy.
Thanksgiving,
guys. I hope you have a great.
I hope you have a better Thanksgiving.
I hope you have an even better Thanksgiving.
I hope that you have the
from
best
the Hobbit.
From
I'm
the Hobbit,
signing off.
On the roofs. Francis is signing off. I'm Chippy Bree signing off. New episode every single Friday. Make sure you follow the podcast. Join our fan house right now. Like before you do anything else, you're listening to this podcast. Go right now. Join our fan house. There's over 120 of you in there. Let's make it 125. And enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Anybody that's alone for this Thanksgiving, just know. We'll be here talking.
Oh, I thought it was because he is too.
I am too. Ouch. Did I need that?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to No Point Podcast. New episode every week. Make sure you follow on social media so you don't miss a single second to this total nonsense.